The following program, the Rewind Sports 60, is sponsored by Jerry Riles and, to the extent applicable, his guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
The Rewind Sports 60.
From the city of big shoulders, the jewel of the Midwest, comes a sports show that's one of a kind. From iconic players to iconic stadiums to iconic teams, this is my kind of town.
Chicago!
Rewind Sports 60 is my kind of show. From Air Jordan to Sweetness to Papa Bear Halas, this city works hard, but plays even harder. Danny Carlino and Jerry Riles bring you the Rewind Sports 60. Live. Rewind Sports 60 starts now.
As some of you may know, I issued a statement shortly before this press conference because I thought there was a lot of misunderstanding out there about our position. I thought we had been somewhat straightforward, but I can understand, given translations and given interpretations in different parts of the world, why there might have been some confusion. And essentially, what I've said in that statement is the long-held values of the NBA are to support freedom of expression, and certainly freedom of expression by members of the NBA community. And in this case, Daryl Morey, as the general manager of the Houston Rockets, enjoys that right as one of our employees. What I also try to suggest is I understand that there are consequences from that exercise of in essence, his freedom of speech. And, you know, we will have to live with those consequences. It's my hope that for our Chinese fans and our partners in China, they will see those remarks in the context of now a three-decade, if not longer, relationship.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Rewind Sports 60. We're streaming live on Facebook Live, broadcasting from the world's famous WCPT, 820 AM in the beautiful, beautiful city of Chicago. This is the Rewind Sports 60, the fastest hour in sports conversation. I'm Jerry Riles, and we're pleased to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, not pitching for the Chicago Cubs, not managing for the Chicago Cubs. Maybe his name is in the hopper there. Who knows? But, ladies and gentlemen, right here, every Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m., you'll love him. He's the marvelous one. He's Dan Marver. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Actually, I might pitch for the Cardinals.
You know what? I don't think the pitching is the problem with the Cardinals. I think it's the sticks.
Yeah.
I think it's the sticks, marvelous one.
What, they have just four hits or something?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I think Michael Wilbon of ESPN, and pardon the interruption, predicted, obviously after the Cubs took a shellacking to him in the last couple of weeks of the regular season. He said that he thought that the St. Louis Cardinals was probably one of the best teams in the game, and they were in a good position to possibly win the World Series. Well,
yeah. Well, on the other hand, you got Strasburg, Scherzer, and now Sanchez has come out of nowhere, too.
Unbelievable.
And Corbin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, baseball has been fantastic this postseason, despite the fact we don't have a representation either leagues, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, and the Cubs didn't come through the way they were expected to, and now there's a shift or changing of the guard, as they say, and we'll see what happened in the next couple weeks coming up if they make a decision. They interviewed several candidates last week, Joe Girardi, for 8 hours, so it's going to be interesting to see who's going to get that title. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you love him. He's at the Blackhawk game. He's over here. He's over there. He's at CPT. Every top and the bottom of each hour, the fastest hour in sports conversation, he delivers our Monster Education Foundation scoreboard update. He's El Mago. He's Gabe Salgado. What's up, Gabe?
For a minute there, I thought you were going to say I was the man on the street.
No. Well, you're hustling, man, and I appreciate that.
Although I am not the man on the street, and unfortunately he's not with us tonight. Marty, we love you. NBA preseason action tonight. Bulls lead the Raptors on the road 53-38 at halftime. Zach LaVine leads the team with 16 points. Bulls hoping to finally pick up a win on the preseason slate. Bears are on a bye week, but still plenty of NFL action going around. 49ers lead the Rams 20-7 with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 49ers looking to go 5-0. Cardinals hanging on to a one-point lead, 34-33 over the Falcons. Broncos lead the Titans 16-0.
Are you doing an update now, man?
Just breaking it down for you really quick. Broncos lead the Titans 16-0, and Kyle Long could be heading to injured reserve. I'll have more on that in my update.
Yeah, we heard about that at the bottom of the top of the hour. Gabe Salgado, El Mago, giving all the scores and the latest in sports news in the Chicagoland area and around the country. But those audio highlights were courtesy of the NBA.com. That was Commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, regarding the latest controversy regarding the NBA versus China. And it's been hot topic, hot conversation, and, you know, the debate has been, this is America. We have free speech. We can say whatever we want. But this one is kind of a stickler, folks. And I know everyone has an opinion. If you want to jump in, feel free to give us a call. Our number is 773-763-9278, 773-763-WCPT. I understand, and I said this on our show at Cirinello's yesterday for our Saturday tailgate show from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Come on out every Saturday for the Rewind Sports 60 on location at Cirinello's Restaurant Italiano in Wheeling on the corner of Lake Cook Road and Milwaukee Avenue. But I said, hey, you know what? We all can say whatever we want. That's the beauty of this great land that we live in, is the fact that we have the freedom to express our feelings and express our thoughts. Unfortunately, depending on who you address and what you say, you gotta be ready to welcome the feedback, whether it's good or bad. You gotta be ready to, you know, face the music, as they say, and that's exactly what's going on as far as the NBA is concerned, and the Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey is concerned as well. And my point, Marvelous One, I'd love to hear what you have to say about it, but my point is, you gotta be a little bit smart about what you do and what you say and when you do it. And we were talking about this before the show, that this tweet that he sent out, you don't send it out the week prior to you going over to China to play a basketball game with the premier teams in the Brooklyn Nets and, of course, LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers. I mean, timing is everything, correct?
Yeah, the problem was the timing. But the irony is that it was probably on his radar because we were, you know, sending teams to China that week. You know, 18 weeks ago when this thing started, the NBA wasn't going there right away. So that's probably why it happened that way, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. And for me, when you're an executive, you're in a position of management or leadership, you got to be a little bit smart about how you approach things. And the great Herm Edwards, former Philadelphia Eagle player back in the day, and of course, ESPN analyst, is now coaching Arizona State football. And I believe they won yesterday, I believe. But at any rate, he said when he took the position, he met with all his players, and these are players 18, 19, 20 years of age. And he say, I know the era that we're living in, the times that we're living in, you're on your devices and you're tweeting out stuff, you're sending stuff here and you're sending stuff there. He said, what you have to be careful about, what you have to be careful with, is that you might be sending something out that may seem funny or may seem, you know, harmless to you, but it may be a detriment in the long run. So he said, once you put that text went in there, however characters you have, he said, put the device down. Put the device down. You got your cell phone. Put the device down. Walk away for like 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 2 minutes, and then come back and read what you're about to send out. And if it kind of shocks you when you come back and read it, that means you shouldn't send it. Delete it. And unfortunately, Daryl Morey, the general manager for the Houston Rockets, didn't take that advice. Then, if he's right or wrong, it doesn't matter.
And
you're working for the Houston Rockets and you're representing the National Basketball Association.
And the NBA was in a tough spot to begin with, because not only, obviously, the difference in our two political systems, but the NBA gets a lot of revenue from a lot of Chinese basketball fans, and a lot of revenue comes from that country. So the NBA was already in a tough spot to begin with, and this just kind of, you know, made things worse.
Gabe, how about $4 billion? $4 billion of money that's generated between the NBA and China. They have 600 million basketball fans in China. 600 million. It's unbelievable. They just signed a television contract with CCTV and Tencent. $1.4 billion they just signed a contract with. So, and of course, the games weren't televised after the situation or after the text. So, it's a slippery slope for the NBA and Adam Silver. And it's a very, very fine line. And it's going to be interesting to see how, things begin to develop. So, Gabe, what's your reaction? What's your response to all of this?
You know, at the end of the day, as much as we want to try to, you know, tell people how to live their life, how to operate their business, their country, whatever, at the end of the day, you know, you can't just go into someone's backyard and just say, hey, do things this way just, you know, just because this is how we do it. Unfortunately, the NBA China's a customer of the NBA, obviously. A lot of revenue comes from there. And unfortunately, their job was just to go over there and play ball and deal with it despite everything that's happening there right now.
Well, the stickler there is the fact that Adam Silver gives the players, the coaches, everyone in the NBA, he gives them free rein to express their viewpoints, the freedom of speech. I mean, he gives them the opportunity to express how they feel and what they think. And there's no different as far as the general manager is concerned when you talk about Daryl Morey. And he did exactly what the league said and the commissioner said he's, you know, allowed to do. Unfortunately, again, the timing, a week before you're going over to China for your to play two basketball games, and you're going to, in some regards, insult the Chinese government in that sense. Because you have to think. You have to think, regardless if you're right or wrong. You have to think. Somebody's going to see you, and they're going to go, what? And that's exactly what happened. Folks, hold your horses. Feel free to give us a call. Our number is 773-763-9278, 773-763-WCPT. When we come back, more conversation regarding NBA versus China. If you want to talk some MLB playoff baseball, American League Championship Series, the National League Championship Series, feel free to light it up. We'll get some Bears conversation as well. And congratulations to the 46,000 fans or runners out there in Chicago to participate in the 42nd annual Chicago Marathon. We'll also talk, hopefully before we're out of here, some gambling and Purdue University. That's a crazy story in its own right. Folks, keep it locked in. It's the fastest hour in sports conversation. This is the Rewind Sports 60. Lock it in.
It's the end of the quarter. Time for a break in the action. The hottest sports panel in Chicago will get back to the fast-paced action, streaming live on Facebook Live. We're back at it after this quick timeout, so don't you dare touch that iPhone, Android, iPad, Mac, or PC. Lock it in.
The Rewind Sports 60 is brought to you by the Liquor Barn, located in Wheeling and Niles. Stop by 287 East Dundee Road in Wheeling or 8170 Golf Road in Niles for all your wine and spirits needs. The Liquor Barn, located in Wheeling and Niles. And remember, tell Marcel and Tom in Wheeling that the Rewind Sports 60 told you to stop in and say hello. Mention a Rewind Sports 60 and receive a free gift. The Rewind Sports 60 is brought to you by Serranello's Ristorante Italiano. Inspired by his travels and passion for Italy's culture, executive chef Michael Bonner has created a broad menu of Italian fare, utilizing the freshest ingredients to create the fullest flavors to bring homemade, handcrafted pizzas and pastas, as well as prime steaks and fresh fish dishes to the table. Feel the energy while dining in a casual and rustic setting. Dine at natural reclaimed wood tables surrounded by inviting darker woods, exposed brick beams, subtle filament lighting, and accented with muted chocolate and caramel tones throughout. An impressive 50-foot bar lines an entire wall with seating for all. The perfect place to relax, eat, and drink with your family and friends. Serranello's Ristorante Italiano is located at 601 North Milwaukee Avenue in Wheeling. Tell them the Rewind Sports 60 told you to stop by. The Rewind Sports 60 is sponsored by Bazaar World. Stop by Bazaar World in Niles, celebrating their grand opening with a huge sale. Hats, gloves, belts, rings, bracelets, necklaces, and much, much more. The largest jewelry and accessory store in the Chicagoland area. Bazaar World, located at 8526 West Golf Road in Niles, near the corner of Milwaukee and Golf. Bazaar World in Niles. Stop in and say hello to Alex. Mention a Rewind Sports 60 and receive a free gift.
If it's Chicago sports you want, you're in the right place.
Hello, Chicago!
The Rewind Sports 60.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Welcome back to the Rewind Sports 60 Live with the best sports panel in Chicago. Lock it in.
Our office has communicated directly with Yao Ming. We, as I said, he and I have been close friends since he joined this league, and he's extremely upset. I think part of what goes with freedom of speech, as I've said before, is not only on one hand Daryl Morey expressing his point of view, but Joe Tsai in return expressing his view, and Yao Ming as well. And there's no question that Daryl's tweet has hit what I would describe as a third rail issue here in China. And I think, you know, Yao is extremely unsettled. I think I'm not sure he quite accepts sort of how we are operating our business right now. And again, I accept that we have a difference of opinion.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver addressing the media this week after the fallout regarding a tweet that was sent out by Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey. And you heard him say Yao Ming, who played for the Rockets for 9 seasons? An 8-time All-Star in the NBA is not happy. Is not happy, Marvelous. Yeah.
Just so we know what we're talking about, Daryl Morey's exact tweet was very simple. Seems pretty benign. Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong. So, I mean...
Yeah, to us, that makes sense.
Right.
To us, it makes sense. But if you're fighting with the protesters for 18 weeks...
Right.
You got to think about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been 22 years since they left the rule of Britain. So maybe it's time for them to get independence, I think they feel.
I understand that. I understand that. But sometimes you have to let... I don't know. It's just a very, very fine line. And I think Adam Silver did the appropriate thing. I think he tried to handle it as best he possibly could. But when you talk about the amount of money that's generated between the partnership with the NBA mm-hmm. and China, it's a business. It's a business. And Adam Silver definitely, you know, he's got a toe the line regarding this issue.
I was waiting for the word from the coaches who have been pretty much activists, Kerr and Popovich, but... I don't think they weighed in on this, did they?
Yeah, Adam Popovich really didn't say much, and Steve Kerr definitely said, I will not be commenting on this matter. Yeah. The players between the games that they were playing on Thursday and on Saturday, there was a scheduled press conference that was supposed to take place with, you know, the Lakers and LeBron James and, of course, the Brooklyn Nets, and the press conference basically was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to put the players in a situation, an uncomfortable situation.
Right. I keep remembering about Kerr, you know, father was killed in Lebanon by the PLO, so he may have a different perspective on this altogether.
Yeah, but he's been taking some heat. I guess the President Trump even took him to task as well, because as you well know, Steve Kerr typically doesn't bite his tongue, and in this matter, he was smart enough to know and understand that I got to leave this to the commissioner, and I think that's the point. You got to leave it to the people in the authorities, the head people in charge to try to, you know, to work this thing out. And again, you heard in the soundbite there, the clip that Yao Ming is definitely not happy. And he and Silver had a pretty good relationship, but it's definitely strained for sure. If you want to jump in, if you want to weigh your thoughts and comments, feel free to give us a call. Our number here at WCPT 820 AM is 773-763-9278, 773-763-WCPT. There's also some baseball in the air, folks. And again, as we opened up the show, it's not around these parts, that's for sure, Marvelous One. But it's been some exciting baseball taking place and some surprising baseball. And you see what happened both in the American League and the National League. I know a lot of Cub fans in the Chicagoland area are big supporters, and they're pulling for Davey Martinez and his Washington Nationals team. And what a blow. What a blow. They go into St. Louis and take care of business, 2-0 in the best of 7 series, Marvelous.
They're halfway home, going home, and they have Strasburg going tomorrow against Flaherty. So I like their chances. I mean, St. Louis would have to win, you know, basically 4 out of 5.
Yeah, they do. And, I mean, they have the talent. They have the skill set. But Houston, I mean, the Washington Nationals, they are playing out of their minds.
They're not playing like a wild card team, that's for sure.
No, they certainly aren't. They certainly are. Go on.
And really quickly, 3 final scores in the NFL. 49ers are still unbeaten. They beat the Rams 20-7.
Yes.
Cardinals hang on to beat the Falcons 34-33.
Yes.
Broncos shut out the Titans 16-0.
Yes.
And the Jets pick up their first win of the year, hang on to beat the Dallas Cowboys 24-22. Dallas not looking so good these days.
Are you kidding me? God.
What, did you have him bet on them?
Yeah, I had them. Come on, Marvel.
If it makes you feel better, Jerry, Ezekiel Elliott ran for 105 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, that, I don't play fantasy, so I don't want that. I put What did I put? I put 13 points on the Dallas Cowboys.
You can bet on them, but don't bet on Purdue. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can bet on Purdue. You can bet on Purdue. But if you're a student, if you're a faculty member, don't even think about it. And that's going to be interesting. We'll get a chance to talk about that. But how about Adam Eaton? Adam Eaton for the Washington Nationals. He's 0 for 3. 0 for 3 in the game. The Nats were holding a 1-0 lead in Game 2 of the NLCS against the St. Louis Cardinals. Eaton faced starter Adam Wainwright. Eaton had gone 0 for 3 with a strikeout at that point and stepped to the plate with runners at first and second, and he cracked it. He said he explained his thought process in the batter's box. Here's his quote. "Everything I was thinking, they did the opposite," Eaton said. "So I was thinking 3-2 count should be a heater here. And I'm like, well, that's the opposite. So I should George Costanza it and just go ahead and said breaking ball," and that's exactly what happened.
Eaton will come up now with runners on first and second. Breaking ball pulled on the ground. Fair! A fair ball past the diving first baseman and down the right field line.
Adams will score. Here comes Turner. Throw comes to the plate, and Turner is in.
And the Nationals now lead by the score of 3-0.
3-0. What a game. It's unbelievable that the Nats have come together, and they got a 2-0 lead in the best of seven series against the Cardinals, and they're heading home.
It's amazing. Davey Martinez was in the hot seat before the All-Star game. There was talk about it. They wouldn't make it through the year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's I don't know what he's been able to do to motivate this team and convince them to play, but they're playing out of their minds. And the pitching, of course, stacking the deck.
You think there are any Cub fans that wishes he was the manager right now?
Well, that's a good question, Gabe. That's a very good question.
Because remember, he was Madden's bench coach originally.
Yes, he certainly was, and he has the mindset as far as Joe Madden's philosophy is concerned, and whatever the case may be, he took it with him to Washington, applied it to this team, and now, as Marvelous said, 2 games away from advancing to the World Series, the first time in franchise history. But what an incredible turnaround for his baseball team in this 2019 season.
Well, I saw them at the end of August when they swept the Cubs, and they're playing. Mm-hmm. This reminds me of the way they played that weekend.
yeah.
Well, don't forget the American League. The Yankees are up 1-0.
Well, here's the deal with the George Costanza Seinfeld character. Now you guys know the character played worked for the New York Yankees. But this is what Adam Eaton was talking about as far as going the opposite.
George, you know, that woman just looked at you.
So what? What am I supposed to do?
Go talk to her.
Elaine, bald men with no jobs and no money who live with their parents don't approach strange women.
Well, here's your chance to try the opposite. Instead of tuna salad and being intimidated by women, chicken salad and going right up to them.
Yeah, I should do the opposite. I should.
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
Yes, I will do the opposite. I used to sit here and do nothing and regret it for the rest of the day. So now I will do the opposite and I will do something. Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice that you were looking in my direction.
Oh, yes, I was. You just ordered the same exact lunch as me.
My name is George. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents.
I'm Victoria. Hi.
Leave it to Seinfeld.
So, you know what, Adam Eaton? God bless you. Yeah, leave it to Seinfeld, that's for sure. But Adam Eaton, honestly, I wish maybe this would have occurred last weekend and you came out and said this. Because I think, Marvelous One, if he had said this last week and we had gone through what we just talked about, then maybe, just maybe, the Houston Rockets general manager, Daryl Morey, would have done the opposite and not sent the text out.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that send tweets and they're not really thinking when they do it.
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I think the rule of thumb, especially in corporate America, I think seriously you need to stay away from politics. I think you just conduct your business. you know, and just stay away from politics because it's the safest, it's the safest bet, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Folks, this is the safest sports talk show, the fastest sports talk show in the city of Chicago. Our Sunday live broadcast from WCPT 820 AM. We got a TR60 scoreboard update coming up. Monster Education Foundation Studios, Gabe Sogato. Take it away, buddy.
TRS60 Sports Update.
Sponsored by the Monster Education Foundation, NBA preseason action in progress right now. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. The Bulls lead the Raptors 68-46. Zach LaVine, Larry Markin, and Otto Porter Jr. are all scoring in double figures for the Bulls. And the Bears are on their bye week this week, and they'll return to Soldier Field next Sunday to play the New Orleans Saints, who beat Jacksonville 13-6 today. But multiple reports say that the team is planning to put offensive guard Kyle Long on injured reserve due to his ongoing hip ailment. Long's injury was prevalent during last week's game against the Raiders in London, and he missed the Minnesota game 2 weeks ago because his mobility was limited. Long has dealt with multiple injuries and surgeries during the course of his career. The Blackhawks are still winless after last night's 3-2 loss to the Winnipeg Jets, but they finally picked up a point in the standings for the first time because the game went into overtime. The 0-2-1 Hawks are in the midst of a 7-game homestand, and Game 3 will commence tomorrow night against the Edmonton Oilers. Joe Girardi officially interviewed for the Cubs manager position this week. He was long rumored to be a potential candidate, and now his candidacy is official after meeting with the Cubs front office. Girardi managed the New York Yankees from 2008 to 2017, and he guided the team to the 2009 World Series. Girardi has since worked as a television analyst. The White Sox also named the new hitting coach this week. Frank Menachino was hired to replace Todd Steverson, who was fired last week, and Menachino has spent the last 5 seasons as an assistant coach with the Miami Marlins. The 48-year-old played second base for both the Oakland Athletics and Toronto Blue Jays from 1999 to 2005. The Houston Astros host the New York Yankees in Game 2 of the American League Championship Series tonight. New York has a 1-0 series lead. And in this weekend's college football action, Notre Dame hangs on to beat Southern California 30-27. Illinois has now lost 4 straight after falling to Michigan 42-25. Northern Illinois ends their 4-game slide after defeating Ohio 39-36. Northwestern was on a bye week, and NFC North action, the Minnesota Vikings defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 38-20. Packers and Lions are on Monday Night Football tomorrow night. This update is sponsored by the Monster Education Foundation, MEF, empowering the next generation of leaders. And don't forget to register for the Monster Banquet coming on November 9th. Go to MonsterEducationFoundation.org to learn more. I'm Gabe Salgado for the Rewind Sports 60 and WCPT 820 Chicago.
It's the end of the quarter. Time for a break in the action. The hottest sports panel in Chicago will get back to the fast-paced action, streaming live on Facebook Live. We're back at it after this quick timeout. So don't you dare touch that iPhone, Android, iPad, Mac, or PC. Lock it in.
The Rewind Sports 60 is brought to you by Serranello's Ristorante Italiano. Inspired by his travels and passion for Italy's culture, executive chef Michael Bonner has created a broad menu of Italian fare, utilizing the freshest ingredients to create the fullest flavors to bring homemade, handcrafted pizzas and pastas, as well as prime steaks and fresh fish dishes to the table. Feel the energy while dining in a casual and rustic setting. Dine at natural reclaimed wood tables surrounded by inviting darker woods, exposed brick beams, subtle filament lighting, and accented with muted chocolate and caramel tones throughout. An impressive 50-foot bar lines an entire wall with seating for all. The perfect place to relax, eat, and drink with your family and friends. Serranello's Ristorante Italiano is located at 601 North Milwaukee Avenue in Wheeling. Tell them the Rewind Sports 60 told you to stop by. The Rewind Sports 60 is sponsored by Bazaar World. Stop by Bazaar World in Niles, celebrating their grand opening with a huge sale. Hats, gloves, belts, rings, bracelets, necklaces, and much, much more. The largest jewelry and accessory store in the Chicagoland area. Bazaar World, located at 8526 West Golf Road in Niles, near the corner of Milwaukee and Golf. Bazaar World in Niles. Stop in and say hello to Alex. Mention the Rewind Sports 60 and receive a free gift. The Rewind Sports 60 is brought to you by the Liquor Barn, located in Wheeling and Niles. Stop by 287 East Dundee Road in Wheeling or 8170 Golf Road in Niles for all your wine and spirits needs. The Liquor Barn, located in Wheeling and Niles. And remember, tell Marcel and Tom in Wheeling that the Rewind Sports 60 told you to stop in and say hello. Mention the Rewind Sports 60 and receive a free gift.
If it's Chicago sports you want, you're in the right place.
Hello, Chicago.
The Rewind Sports 60.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Welcome back to the Rewind Sports 60 live with the best sports panel in Chicago. Lock it in.
This afternoon, CCTV announced that because of my remarks supporting Daryl Morey's freedom of expression, not the substance of his statement, but his freedom of expression, they were no longer going to air the Lakers-Nets preseason games that are scheduled for later this week. Again, it's not something we expected to happen. I think it's unfortunate. But if that's the consequences of us adhering to our values, we still feel it's critically important we adhere to those values. My plan all along has been to travel to Shanghai tomorrow. And I plan to attend the Lakers-Nets game Thursday night. It's my hope that when I'm in Shanghai, I can meet with the appropriate officials and discuss where we stand. And again, put those remarks from Daryl Morey and my remarks in an appropriate context of a many decades long relationship and see if we can find mutual respect for each other's political systems and beliefs. But I'm a realist as well, and I recognize that this issue may not die down so quickly.
No, it's not going to die down so quickly. That's the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver. This is the Rewind Sports 60 on WCPT 820 AM. Feel free to chime in. We're in Jefferson Park, just down the street from one of our good friends of the program. We want to say hi to George and all the staff over at Gale Street Inn. We're looking forward to continue to work closely with you guys regarding our Bears Sunday Live post game show. The Bears, incidentally, they have the bye week, and they will be hosting the New Orleans Saints next Sunday over at Soldier Field, shaking the lake, a 3:25 kickoff. And as Gabe Salgado, El Mago, just informed you that Kyle Long looked like he's going to go on the inactive list. And I mean, not that he was offering much more. It's Jerry Riles along with the marvelous one, Dan Marver, here in studio. Gabe Salgado with the update. But not that he had really been contributing, but this is not going to help the Bears and the strength of their offensive line moving forward.
Well, let's be honest. We take a look at how Kyle Long has been banged up the last couple of years. He hasn't had much strength in his own right. I mean, God bless the guy for continuing to fight and go out there. But, you know, there's legitimate concern as to what the Bears do with him moving forward if they do indeed end up putting him under reserve. All signs point to that right now. But, you know, we broke this down last week when we were talking about the Raiders game in London. You know, the offensive line struggled to block and Kyle Long especially, he had trouble getting out of his stance. He wasn't holding blocks very well. He was getting pushed around. He never gets pushed around. So, you know, it kind of makes you wonder just how bad that hip really is. Remember, he missed some time in training camp at the start of training camp, and obviously, of course, as with the rest of the offensive starters, didn't really play in the preseason, and kind of makes you wonder if that, you know, how long this hip has been an ongoing issue. I mean, obviously, the last few weeks it's really come into the fold here, but you know, remember Kyle Long, you know, missed some practice days in training camp as well.
Yeah, you know what, and it's been bothering him, and I commend Kyle Long for fighting through the pain and fighting through, you know, the injuries and trying to do the best he could, but unfortunately it's been hurting the offensive line,
right?
And you know, if you can't produce, you know, don't BS yourself and don't BS your teammates and don't BS, you know, the organization. And obviously that's where the point is now, Marvelous, that you know, they got to put this guy on the shelf.
Well, you know, that's going to probably be a factor for the rest of the year. But the other interesting thing this week is that, you know, the Lions play the Packers tomorrow in the frozen tundra. Mm. I mean, it's getting cold out there.
It is getting cold.
And it could be, you know, right now the Bears are a game behind the Packers. So that it could either be that after tomorrow the Bears will be a half game out of first or in last. Because that division is everybody's above 500.
Yeah, it is. This should be a pretty good Monday night football game. And, you know, of course, we're pulling for the Packers, as far as my confidence pool is concerned.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
Yeah, my confidence pool. I don't have much confidence in some of these teams.
Yeah.
And it's an unfortunate situation.
I mean,
but
New Orleans is going to be tough. And you wonder, you know, who the quarterback will be and if they can get a running game going and if the defense will be better than it has been.
You know, the Saints, obviously their offense isn't as dynamic without Drew Brees, but, you know, they've been finding a way to win these close games. They've won four in a row now after today's 13-6 win over Jacksonville. Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Brees, he's not, but he's gotten the job done.
Yeah,
so,
he has.
You know, I mean, you're not going to expect him to throw the ball 50 times a game like Brees does, but, you know, just move the ball and put the team in position, and that's what they've been doing. I mean, look at these scores the last couple weeks. 13-6 today, they defeated Tampa 31-24 last week. They defeated Dallas 12-10 before that. Mm. And then the winning streak started 33-27 at Seattle, which is a very hard place to play in, and especially with no Drew Brees. That definitely had to be challenging. So,
well, Teddy Bridgewater is doing a heck of a job managing this football team, and that's the unfortunate thing regarding our quarterback. And, you know, Mitchell Trubisky is out, of course, with the injury. Chase Daniels has done a pretty decent job trying to, you know, manage the offense and keep the offense going. So
it could be, though, that Trubisky might get back on the active roster this week. Tyler Bray was demoted back to the practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, again, it was Trubisky's non-throwing shoulder. But the question is, you know, how much are the Bears willing to risk that? And back to Kyle Long for a minute. You know, as an offensive lineman, and I played that in my younger days. And
where did you play, Gabe?
Aside from Morton High School, I also played semi-pro for a few years for a few teams, actually. And too many to name, believe it or not.
Like, are there that many around?
Back when I played, there was. I don't know about now. I haven't kept up with the scene in a few years, but let's just say I played for three teams in one season. That's free agency and semi-pro football.
That's like playing at the Park District.
But
like playing at the Park District for a pickup game.
But the thing is, as an offensive lineman, like, your hips are like the most vital part of your body. You need it to push forward to block. You need it to hold yourself up to pass block. And, you know, obviously, you know, you take a look at the tape from last week, Kyle Long just hasn't been able to do that. So this may be a smart move for the Bears, but then the question is Ted Larson healthy enough, you know, to play guard and replace him? He's been dealing with a bad knee. So it'll be interesting to see what roster moves the Bears make moving forward to address that position.
Well, I hope they address the concerns during this bye week. Now, I understand the team didn't practice this week. They had some time off. They'll get back to things starting this week. But I hope they were able to work out some of the kinks that they certainly were exposed when they played in the London game. And I hope that Matt Nagy and his coaching staff were in the film room breaking down film and trying to figure out how they can get this offense jump started. I think the defense is going to respond and rebound from the disappointing loss. But again, it was a close game still, and the Bears bounced, you know, that third quarter. They caught on fire. The unfortunate thing is that the defense got gassed. Why? Because they were out on the football field most of the time. So I hope Matt Nagy and the coaching staff are fine-tuning things as far as the offense is concerned. The offensive line with the, you know, banged up in the first place and out of sync, I hope they can come together and figure some things out and just play some football. Marvelous, just play some football.
Oh, yeah, it's as simple as that. play some football.
Yeah, I mean
they have confidence in the players they have, and it's just a matter of everybody executing.
Do they really?
I think they do.
Montgomery, I mean
obviously they would have.
They need to give him the ball more.
Yes, they need to run him more. It's the same. It's the same situation that we experienced with Jordan Howard. You know, the seasons that he was here in Chicago, especially under Matt Nagy, for whatever reason. I understand, you know, he's an offensive-minded coach, and, you know, he wants to air it out and show off, you know, Mitchell Trubisky and what he can do offensively, you know, in the air. But, you know, you got a kid that's young, willing to run, right, and you move up to get him in a draft, and then you only give him the rock a couple times, and he's only averaging 2.7 yards per carry, whereas Jordan Howard with the Jets is averaging somewhere close to 4, maybe 5 yards per carry? Makes no sense.
And you know, they've already established that David Montgomery is the feature back with his team. He's out there on every play.
Well, use him.
Exactly. You know, feed the beast. I mean, I agree with you. That's just something that, you know, is automatic. I mean, the NFL used to be all about running the ball, but the Bears definitely need to get back to that. I mean, you know, you talk about Jordan Howard and what he brings to the table. Obviously, you know, him in the passing game isn't exactly, his forte, but he can – you know, obviously he can chew up clock. He's hard to take down, and and he could grind out yards for this team, and the Bears aren't doing that right now.
Right,
and
they need David Montgomery?
Right. No, talking about Jordan Howard is doing that.
Oh, yeah.
The Bears need to do that, and they're not.
Yeah, and I don't understand. You know what? Let me say something. We talk about the championship team, the 85 Bears, Mike Ditka and Buddy Ryan. We know that they didn't get along, and they're fighting each other in the offense, and, you know, McMahon and Dan Hampton. We understand that. Matt Nagy, I think he made a mistake. Jordan Howard had some deficiencies, right? He fumbled a rock every now and then. He'd drop a pass, you know, in the flats or whatever. I get it. But he could still run between the tackles. So I don't care if you didn't like the guy. I don't care if you didn't like his personality. Is he getting the job done on the football field? And now you replace him and bring in this kid from Iowa State, and you're not really giving him the opportunity.
Well, I mean, it doesn't look like they're running between the tackles either. They're running laterally.
Yeah. And defenses have figured out Tariq Cohen. They figured him out. The human joystick, they figured him out.
And they're not, you know, when the Bears do run the ball, you know, they're not running it out of a power formation. They're lined up in the shotgun. They got multiple receivers spread across the field, and they're trying to fool teams with draw plays. That's what they do in college football. This isn't the NFL. If you're going to seriously run the ball, you got to have some type of power formation going there. Getting it done out of the shotgun is not going to happen, especially because when you're in the shotgun, you're blocking differently because of the way that you have to snap the ball.
No, here's the problem, Gabe. Here's the problem. You can run whatever plays you want. You just need the talent. You need the personnel to be able to do that. We saw what happened this afternoon with Kansas City and the Houston Texans and the two quarterbacks that the Bears should have. One of the two. And here's the thing. It seems like, and I know he hurt his ankle last week, but Patrick Mahomes, it seems like defenses are figuring out how to stop this offense and shut him down. Back-to-back losses, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I took him too, and he lost. Unbelievable. Why do you have to bring me down, Gabe?
Yeah, I'm just curious about
this. Game, I'm trying to win. That's what I'm trying to do. And I lost 11 points on the Kansas City game. And I lost 13 points on the Dallas Cowboys game. And I lost 3 points on the Tampa Bay game in London. I'm trying to win. I'm trying to be happy. I'm trying to have a good, positive show on this Sunday bye week. And then you're going to bring me down.
Well, the other guy you were thinking of was clearly Deshaun Watson.
Yes, of course. I mean, those two. But you have to have talent. You have to have personnel that can execute. They improvise at the line of scrimmage. They extend the football field. They throw the ball downfield to keep the defense off balance. You have to have a balanced attack if you want to be and execute properly. But if you have insufficient talent or subpar talent and / injured talent on the football field, defenses are just going to be chomping at the bit. Now, all that said, marvelous, you said, the NFC North, the Bears are still 3-2.
Yeah.
They're still 3-2.
I know. It's crazy.
So the schedule, you know, we talked about the first place schedule that the Bears, you know, playing before the season got underway and how tough it's going to be. But, you know, again, you talked about Drew Brees, El Mago being out and facing Teddy Bridgewater on the lakefront next week. Who knows? And hopefully, because remember the Rams last year when it was cold as heck out there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the temperatures dip just for Sunday, we can take advantage of that opportunity.
I mean, like I said, you're talking about the first place schedule. Chargers and Eagles follow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they have to play the Chiefs later in the year as well. And
the Rams.
But, and I'll tell you what, when you talk about when the Bears traded and how they should have drafted, you know, Watson or Mahomes, I'll tell you what, when they made that trade, that draft day trade, I kept saying to myself, I want Deshaun Watson, but I know it's not going to happen. And
did you say Patrick Mahomes?
Honestly, no. I was higher on Watson than I was on Mahomes, but obviously I was proven wrong there. But, you know, I was hoping they would have taken Watson. They didn't. And now, you know, this is what we're stuck with and for the next, you know, couple of years at least, or however long that contract is, 4 or 5 years, whatever it is.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, I mean, it's what the Bears have to work with. And, you know,
yeah, that's an understatement. They certainly have to work with that.
Well, not only does Ryan Pace believe in, I mean, I think he believed in Mitchell Trubisky, so does the general manager, Ryan Pace, so we're kind of stuck with this.
Well, maybe not. Yeah, well, I mean, maybe in this draft, marvelous one.
Until next year.
They have to certainly go out and find themselves a quarterback. Or just pick up the phone and call Colin Kaepernick. What do you think?
You're going to go back to that, huh?
No. Our number here is 773-763-9278, 773-763-WCPT. If you have any comments on Bears conversation, MLB playoffs, NBA versus China. And again, we want to say congratulations to the marathoners. 46,000 folks here in Chicago ran the 42nd annual marathon. And what I think today was a good day as far as the temperature was concerned to run a marathon. And many people were flying. Our camera guy, Roman, for the Rewind Sports 60 at Serenello's, he said that there was a gentleman coming from Malaysia, I think, and took him 22 hours to get here to Chicago to run the marathon. There's a local lawyer in town, local, of course, hence in town. Marvelous. Yes. He ran in the marathon today.
Yeah.
His 100th marathon.
Wow.
His 100th marathon.
How old is he?
He's a middle-aged guy. I think he's in his 60s.
Wow.
Congratulations to all of those participants. And I know how difficult and how challenging it is. Now, some people, they have fun. And I can tell you right now, 8 minutes to the top of the hour here at WCPT, I guarantee you there are still people out there finishing up the marathon. So congratulations and kudos to them. Here's the winner.
That they have to cover here in the last stages of the race. Once they crest that hill again, they'll make the right turn for home with a little over 100 meters left in this race. It has all come down to a final stretch as DiBella, Chirono, and Mengstu now the three in the mix.
And look at those flax, Paul. You can really see the wind and how it's playing a factor. Chirono, will we see him with another close finish down the home stretch?
He has now moved to the lead ahead of DiBella. Chirono trying for the second consecutive time to win an Abbott World Marathon Majors, outlasting a very close competition sprint to the finish. And it'll be Lawrence Chirono winning in Chicago.
Lawrence Chirono, congratulations. The guy, I don't know if you guys watched it. It was a sprint to the finish. These guys ran 26 miles, 26 plus miles, and they're sprinting. They're sprinting to the finish line. He wins it in a time of 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 45 seconds, 3 minutes off the record. Marvelous.
Well, you know, on the female side, the record was beaten.
Unbelievable.
2 hours, 14:04 by Kenya's Bridget Kaskai.
Yes, and you know it was interesting because I know those highlights are courtesy of NBC Chicago Channel 5. Marion Brooks and Siafa Lewis doing an outstanding job and their entire team covering the Chicago Marathon. But it's interesting because the commentators, while she was running, said that, and you guys know that they have pace setters out there, and they said that the pace setters needed to slow down because she was running too fast and that she was going to burn out and hit the wall. And she just continued to pound it and push it and push it and push it. And once, of course, she set ran it in what? 2:14:30-something, I think. 2:14:32.
And the type of training that goes into that. I mean, a lot of people think you just get on an elliptical a few times and build up your endurance.
Who thinks that?
No, I'm just saying there are some people who don't understand just what they have to go through to do that, to be able to have that type of endurance. I mean, I ran out of breath just listening to that.
That's hilarious. But she said in a post-presser that it's, like you said, Gabe, it's a lot of hard work. You put in a lot of hard work, and she was asked after the race, did you think that you were going to tire out, that you pushed too hard? And she said, I don't worry about anything. I don't worry about anyone else. She said, it's me against the pavement, against the ground, and the road will determine how you succeed. And she said it's a lot of work that goes into it, and she was determined to succeed, and the young lady did an incredible job. Congratulations to her, both the male and top female winners of the 42nd annual Chicago Marathon, and congratulations again to 46,000 folks who participated. Because you're right, Gabe. I used to run, and it's euphoric, it's fantastic, both mentally and physically. But it's a grind, and it's very, very tough, and you have to dedicate yourself to it. And again, congratulations to the local lawyer. I don't have his name available, but he ran in his 100th marathon, and Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber ran in it. Unbelievable.
Well, there's somebody who could have probably won the marathon in his younger days. I mean, Tiki Barber.
No, I don't know if he could have won it. You see, you got these Kenyans, you got these Ethiopians. I mean, these are professional runners, Gabe. They are professional runners. They make pretty good prize money. around the world.
I mean, just all the interval training that they have to do for that. It's just, I mean,
like I said, it's year round.
I mean, there's really is no off season with that sort of thing.
No, I mean, you take some time off because you have to have, you know, get your opportunity to get your body to heal. But
but they're doing races all over the world though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, people, they love it. They love it. Real quick, reaction to the earlier news this week regarding Purdue and the state of Indiana saying that any student, any faculty caught gambling, they're done. They're out.
They can talk to Pete Rose.
Well, he's not a student.
I know. Well,
you know, I'm surprised we haven't seen more hardline approaches to sports gambling.
I mean, you can't stop it. You know, you got to police it. You can't.
I guess it's the whole morality thing where people still think it's wrong, but, you know, who are we to judge? But,
I mean, now that gambling's legalized, it's a slippery slope.
Exactly.
It certainly is. Folks, it's the fastest hour in sports conversation. Miss any portion of it, check us out on Facebook Live. Also, go to our website, therewindsports60.com, therewindsports60.com. Jerry Riles, the marvelous one, Dan Marver, and to our staff, Devin Tingle, doing a great job. It's the fastest hour in sports conversation. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Comcast XX, Channel 17, Channel 19, Channel 35 on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy your week. We'll see you at Serenillo's on Saturday, 12 to 2 p.m. Monster Education Foundation Studios, TR60 Scoreboard Update. Gabe Zagato, take it away, buddy.
TR60 Sports Update.
6:45 left in the fourth quarter in Toronto, and the Bulls have a commanding 101-72 lead over the Toronto Raptors. Lauri Markkanen, Otto Porter, Zach LaVine, all scoring in double figures for the Bulls. Huge game here. It'll be their first win of the exhibition season. They pull it off. Sunday Night Football tonight, the 2-3 Los Angeles Chargers host the 1-4 Pittsburgh Steelers. This update is sponsored by the Monster Education Foundation, and I'm Gabe Salgado for the Rewind Sports 60 and WCPT 820 Chicago.